This is Motherfucking Good Radio. I get confused all the time. This is Motherfucking Wayward Renegade Witches Blog. It is up when you want some real motherfucking work done. So since the day we fucking talking about mommy's placenta, what is it? Spinal cord fluid, shit, epidural, adrenal chrome, bitch. Let me put some energies beforehand. I open up the energies with my motherfucking ancestors, the women who are of the most high, most powerful. My father's side, which is my grandmother. On my mother's side, which is my grandmother. I head it off with my motherfucking mother. Then let me not look at the matriarchs in the family that created the these, which is my great grandmothers. I come with great respect, and I'll go all the way back, and I also come into the presence of my ancestors and the women and the power source. I'm not talking about the Jezebels. I'm not talking about the fucking Liliths. I'm not motherfucking talking about these fake-ass harlot-ass hoes. I'm talking about the real women out there pushing out them babies that's on some real shit and some power and on some power, some strength. So today, we open up the energies with a special guest of motherfucking Raw, because she's going to talk that shit, that real motherfucking shit. But since we talking about fucking Raw, let's motherfucking bring in some fucking comedic energies. I bring in Cleopatra, bitch. I bring in Nefertiti, bitch. What's up with that shit? Shit, let's take it further. Let's go to Hagar. When Abraham went and treated her like a slut and she birthed Ishmael, bitch. Let's talk about Moses' mother, who didn't want her child to be murdered, killed, and harmed. And she went and gave up her son into safety and then went back and became a maid. That's what I open up the energies with. Then I even bring the energies of Ishu and any motherfucker that want to come forth. Let Oya come in and confuse, turn, switch, and so on and so motherfucking on. So I'm going to open up the energies with Sandy, and I call on her great strong ancestors on her father's side, bitch. So let me bring in Sandy first.
Right.
Sandy?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay,
fine. Yeah, I can
hear
you.
Ain't no bullshit today. Ain't no bullshit today. They got it. They got it.
I just opened.
Daddy. Daddy got it. They tried.
Okay, because I just opened up the interviews with your father's side, the motherfucking family ancestors.
Got it, cuz.
Okay, now I'm going to bring in Raw.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hi,
how's it going?
I'm doing well.
Good,
I'm glad we got
good.
To make it.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to make it on this show today. I was looking for the show last night. Like, what's going on? But yes, I'm here.
Hey, you got to work with what you're working with. That's why I said when bitches try to get in front of you, you just knock a bitch down and roll them over and keep it the fuck moving.
Exactly.
Sandy, this is Raw. I want to do an introduction. Erin, Sandy, I was explaining to you, hey, her story. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going
to I couldn't believe that story.
Sandy, Raw. Huh?
Hi, Raw. Hey, how's it going, Sandy?
It's going good. It's going excellent.
Good. Yep. Happy to be on the show. Let's get it. These people need to know what's going on in these streets.
Please open up the energy with what you were telling me about. And I was like, what? Because it's funny because
okay.
Sandy's going to piggyback behind you with her placenta story. Okay?
Okay.
So head it off, Raw.
Okay, definitely. Okay, definitely. So I don't want to take too much time, but I do want y'all to get the details without, you know, missing anything. So before this whole COVID-19 situation, I was pregnant, and a few months ago I gave birth. Now, before going to the hospital and whatnot, I was, you know, informed that you would have to get the COVID test. So just know that. Upon walking through the door, you got to get tested for COVID, which is ridiculous, but whatever. So they only allow you to have one person. And unbeknownst to me, they pretty much like lock you in there. Like you can't leave out your room. You can't go get a snack. You can't have a cigarette. You can't do nothing. So when I get there or whatever, you know, I let them know. I'm like, hey, my water broke a few days ago because I was going to have a home birth. I had the doula, all that shit set up, but the baby just, like, wasn't going. I think she knew what was going on. But she wasn't trying to come out, so I was like, all right, let me take my ass to the hospital. So they had, like, a little birthing center in the hospital. So I go there, and then just, like, you know, all night, I feel like I'm on a Truman Show. You know what I'm saying? Like, they coming in every time I, you know, have a big old contraction. They come in, oh, do you want an epidural? Do you want an epidural? And I'm like, no, no, you know, no, thank you, no, thank you. And I'm just looking at my man because he's the person that I chose. I'm just like, okay, like, they keep coming in here. Like, they know what I'm on. Like, you know, like, this, it just is what it is. So they keep coming in. I'm like, no, 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 no. So the morning came. And I finally gave birth. So, like, as I'm giving, as I'm, like, as they're, like, taking the placenta out of me, I'm, like, looking at the midwife, and I'm like, hey, like, I'm going to need to keep that. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, well, yeah, you could keep it, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. So, of course, they take the shit out the room. Later on that day, I'm like, damn, I never got the placenta. Like, I wonder where it's at, you know, where to go, you know? So, I'm people call in my room, you know, they, you know, checking up on me and shit like that. I'm like, yeah, let me talk to somebody so I could try to get a hold of the placenta. So they're like, all right, well, you know, we'll figure it out before you leave. I even ended up talking to the midwife who delivered me, and I'm like, hey, like, let me get that. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll talk to so-and-so. I'll figure out where it's at. I'm like, what do you mean where it's at? Like, it should be in here somewhere, no? So she like, yeah, we'll get to it. I'm like, all right, cool. So the day goes on. I'm in there for two days. Again, they don't let you out of the room. They provide you with meals and stuff like that. But upon leaving, you know, I was so wrapped up in the baby, I kind of forgot about that motherfucker. I was like, damn, I low-key forgot. So I get home, and the next day I call the hospital, and I'm like, hey, do y'all, like, know what happened to her? And they're like, oh, let me try to contact so-and-so in some office. So I'm calling, so I hang up with them. I'm calling the office, leaving the messages. Like, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of somebody. Then I finally call back, and this lady's like, oh, did you get a release form for it? And I'm like, the fuck I need a release form for it when it's mine? And I asked for it. Like, everybody in the room heard me ask for it. So long story short, they're like, oh, well, if you want to pick it up, we've already put it in the formulin, which is a preservative. And I'm just sitting here like, what y'all, like, what is that, you know? So they're talking about you got to have a person from the funeral home come pick it up, which is near to impossible in order to get it at this point. So that was just kind of like the bits and pieces, but all I know is they was heckling me to try to get an epidural to tap that spinal fluid. And once my placenta was taken off and went off to some other office, they were saying pretty much like, yeah, you tested positive for some streptococcus test or whatever, which I actually tested for back when I was pregnant. They told me that I was negative. So basically they lied to me and stole my shit, and I'm still real upset about that. But yeah, that's basically what's going on in there. So they're probably trying to harvest the stems or the adrenochrome, you know what I'm saying, or try to come up with some type of synthetic version, you know. But I actually just spoke with one of my friends who was also pregnant, and her mom is a nurse. She let me know that women right now who's in the hospital and that's pregnant and got COVID, she's telling me that the placentas that are coming out are damaged. So I'm kind of like, is that the spirits, you know, letting these motherfuckers know, like, oh, you want to play these COVID games? Ain't nobody really got COVID. We finna flip it on y'all, and we finna just drain all that energy from out of the placenta and give it to the baby before they even come out. Because, you know, when the baby come out, it's still liters of blood inside of there. So, yeah, that was kind of my experience, kind of my story. And you know what? Another thing, too. They don't really talk. They talk about the blood, but the blood is the plasma. They looking for the plasma. And I've been noticing, too, that with this whole COVID situation, they've been trying to get people to donate plasma. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And that's the energy. that's the energy, you know. And another thing too, before I let y'all chat, before we all chat, something that you said on the last Freaky Tales when you were speaking about, you know, or it might have been a video, but you were speaking about the, you know, the natural glow, you know, the adrenochrome. That's pretty much like the plasma. That's pretty much like the electricity. That's like, you know, lightning, you know. So I was kind of thinking about that. I'm like, that's what they need to try to keep themselves running, because all they is fucking robots and clones and this and that, you know. So, but yeah, that's basically what's been happening. They keep you in there. They keep you stressed. They try to keep you stressed out. They try to keep you just like out of the know, you know. They try to raise those, you know, those levels so they could get you at a good point. But as soon as they found out I wasn't taking that epidural, they probably jumped on it, because, you know, that's just a drug, you know. Like they say, when babies come out after you get the epidural, they don't cry, they don't scream or nothing, because they, you know, whatever they put inside of you, it come out to the baby. So the babies be drugged. Therefore, the placenta be, you know, drugged and not at its highest potential. So they seen me and was like, oh, no, we need that one right there. Grabbed it, and then that was it, you know. So that's my story.
What city?
Go ahead, Sandy.
What city did this happen? Where are you from?
So I'm in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's figure.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like any of the major cities they doing this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go on and tell your story, because I want. Because I want you to piggyback on top of hers to say what your experience with placenta.
I did some research because somebody had told me about I guess they're called like banks that store the placenta. And I don't remember who was telling me about it. So I had, you know, I kind of like did some research because I wanted to keep it. But when I went into the hospital, I went to California Pacific in San Francisco, and I had was going for a routine checkup, and I had made arrangements for the bank to basically take the placenta. So I had went in for a visit, and for whatever reason, his heart rate was starting to, you know, there was an issue with his heart rate. So they wanted me to stay there, and they induced my labor. And originally I was going to try to have him natural, but that shit hurt. So it was like, no, and I had to wait for an epidural. Now, I had an epidural. I didn't have any problems with the epidural. And when Evan was born, you know, didn't have any issues. Although it's weird because he had there was something in his mouth. He had shit, I think, that was in his mouth when he came out. And they took you know, the placenta right away, and they stored it. And as far as I know, it's still in storage. But I don't know anything really about where it's at or how they stored it. I don't remember. I know they still, you know, try to get in touch with me to see if, you know, if I still want them to store it. But after hearing this story, it's kind of like, you know, that was years ago, because he's 12 now. So it's like, now that I know all of this stuff, even though I was in, you know, Santa Rita and shit, you know, I know so much more about what's going on and spiritually and stuff. So it's kind of like, God damn, I wish I could get my shit back. And literally they didn't take the whole placenta. They just took like a part of it that I know of and stored it. And I have no idea where it's stored. Yeah, isn't it? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the name of it. So it's like, I don't know what they do with that. So it's literally like two companies that actually store placentas and the stem cells. And they tell you, well, you know, in case of somebody in your family get an illness or whatever, and they might need stem cells, you know, you'll have this. That's the selling point of, you know, somebody might get, you know, really, really ill where they need stem cells. And I'm like, okay. So that's why, you know, I did it 12 years ago. So now it's kind of like, well, what are they doing with that? You know what I mean? Because it's just sitting there. And I when I was in my house years ago, my god sisters, the ones that had kids, the Latinas would actually get their placentas and they would keep them themselves, you know, store them in the, I don't know if they store them in a freezer or whatever. And I'm the one that actually planted hers in her backyard. So it's like, then you kind of feel stupid, like, well, goddamn, why did I let them, you know, take it and store it in this facility? But, you know, ignorance is bliss. So that was my experience. And now it's like, well, I'm going to try to get it back because, you know, I don't want it out there. I don't know what they're going to do with it. So that was my experience.
Well,
right.
Gonna say you said it's funny. You said they got like they took a piece of it. They get the adrenochrome from the cord.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? They get it from the cord. So yeah, that's interesting. Yep.
What is
that's
also
crazy.
Very interesting in my case, I was going to have natural childbirth and I had hired a doula and everything until my kid's father was like, no. Go to the hospital. And I'm like, but I want to hire a doula. I want to have the baby naturally. So anyway, when I went to the hospital, of course, I was in pain like a motherfucker, and I also got the epidural. But what I did feel with the epidural is that I could see, because they haven't kind of been over, I could see a mirror, but at the same time, I could see fluid coming out of the spinal cord. Okay.
Oh.
And the funny thing is that we are not tripping on the fact that even with epidurals, they are taking your spinal cord fluid. Now, I had two epidurals. Then later, I ended up getting sciatica. Okay. And I have lower back pain where I had the epidural. Now, I had this condition before this called placenta previa, if I'm pronouncing it properly, and that's when the placenta blocks the cervix, or I'm going to say where the canal, okay? Now, initially, the doctor said, oh, that's dangerous, you can die, this is what's going to happen, and you need to have a cesarean, okay? Now, all the time I was seeing my doctor, now I didn't told you two different stories. The last story was with the epidural and then taking and removing fluid, which is part of what? The adrenochrome. Now I'm going to talk mm-hmm. about the placenta previa when they're telling me that you have a obstruction, if the placenta is blocking the canal, your birth canal. I'm like upset. I'm continuously, my doctor is saying this. Now, the funny thing is I went into emergency. Now, how come when I went into emergency, they said that, oh, that's not happening. It's gone. What's gone? I was just at my doctor's appointment. They said, yeah, they said that the placenta was blocking the canal, the birth canal, my cervix. So how come I didn't go to a scheduled appointment and I just walked into an emergency? You guys were saying something different? But just the day before, they were saying I needed a C-section. They need to take the placenta and test it out. And mm-hmm. all of that. Okay? Now, all
they
of a
sudden,
they
need to test it out.
Yes. Because they needed to test it out to see, did it carry some kind of infection, some kind of disease, because of the simple fact that I'm having a cesarean and this is happening. It was all the above, but they wanted the placenta. So in the spirit, they didn't let them have the placenta that way by cutting me up, but then let alone they end up getting the placenta. I didn't even think to ask. I didn't even know to ask because some women don't even know that they have the right to ask for their placenta. And the difference is that when you have natural childbirth, you do what you want to do. When you get into these, I call them corporate-ass hospitals, You are nothing but a number, money, wealth, prosperity. You're feeding everybody. You're feeding the rich, their tribe, and all. Now, what's very interesting is this within these stories. And it's like three different stories of placenta. And then in my case, let's talk about these epidurals and then them actually leaking some of your spinal fluid into a little jar. Okay? Now, what's very interesting is this. In the African culture, if we were to go back to our ancestors, they actually used the placenta to grow. They would bury it. Okay? That energy transferred here into America, into the cotton field, into the tobacco field, into your fruits, vegetables. Literally, black women would have babies in the fucking field. And then, as you talk about the umbilical cord, they would use the umbilical cord for one energy, then use the larger part of the placenta for one energy. Let's not talk about the fucking, what they call it, the wives of the house would take the placenta and put it on their face like a powder, you know, like an energy and rub the placenta blood on the face and nutrients. Let's not talk about the mother, the white mother of the house of the plantation taking the placenta and eating it and having the cook and whatever cook the placenta, and then they're eating it for iron. Because back then, when the white chicks were frail as a motherfucker. So when we looking at these big hip boot, big booty white chicks, no, you were fed off of the placentas of our ancestors, motherfuckers. Not by agreement, but by force. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this whole United States of America is basically not only built on the backs of our people, but built on the energies of placenta, umbilical cord, energies, vibration. Literally, these people up here eating the fruits of our ancestors, our mothers, and on. So then you wonder why I focus on the ancestral energies of this earth. Can you imagine not knowing that your placenta can actually cure Parkinson's disease? Because remember the stem cells with Michael J. Fox from Back to the Motherfucking Future. And remember, it was a big deal about fetuses, aborted fetuses, placentas being used for Parkinson's disease. And stem cells are very important. We've been watching entertainers look like they drained.
Yeah.
Okay. And, Raw, you talked about COVID. I'm going to call it COVID babies. So we have women who are already, I'm going to say, was it pre-underlying? What did they say? Underlying condition?
Oh, pre-existing?
Yeah. So you guys have pre-existing conditions of pregnancy before COVID even fucking started. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're waiting for you guys to have your babies. They don't want you to have your babies at home. They want you to come in so they can take your placenta. And they want you to get basically epidurals because they need the fluid, okay? But this game, they're doing, what is this called, this in-home, what do they call this COVID, the stay-at-home order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens when we don't have shit to do, husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend, you guys going to have sex, she may get pregnant, right? So peep this game. You have a whole energy of women pregnant, right? Wouldn't that replenish whatsoever adrenochrome that been depleted, gone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what you guys think about that? Let's talk about that. What you guys think?
Damn. That's like harvesting. Almost.
Yeah, that's some shit right there. I feel they it's not just one, you know, they got all outlets. It's a plan. It's a plan. It's a planet. It's a planned network of how the fuck they trying to kill all of us, how they trying to get all the blood, all the plasma, all the stem cells that they can, they don't leave no stone unturned. So, yeah, on the flip side, I do believe that, you know, people just sitting in the, and it's funny, too, because my doula is actually pregnant right now. She got pregnant probably during the first month of COVID. So what was it, like March? But she's doing like November, December, something like that. I think December. So, yeah, and it's a lot of people giving birth right now. It's a lot of complications going on right now. And it's a lot of people who have pre-existing conditions that's being pregnant right now. But I do want to touch on what you said real quick about the back then they was, you know, eating the placentas and things of that nature. You know, that's the tree of life, though. Like, when you really look at the placenta, that's the tree of life, you know? So that's how they survive. And it's funny, too, because you also mentioned iron, and iron is what separates us from the plant. You know, when you take a look into the blood, if you replace the chlorophyll from plants with the blood, we will be walking around here as green people, you know, because that's the only difference. The cell structure, it works the exact same. When plants make their chlorophyll and we make our hemoglobin and the iron and stuff like that, same, you know, it's the same system, should I say, you know. So, yeah, everything they got, they figured it out on a molecular level. They figured it out on a 3D level. They figured it out on the HD level. They figured it out on every level, you know. So, yeah, we just got to reach out to the ancestors and have them protect us, give us, you know, straight mindset in every way.
But you know what's very interesting, what you're saying is this. Everybody, because it's interesting, you use Ra, and then I came in with Cleopatra and Nefertiti. And the funny thing is this, is that with the Kemetic energies, everybody is on Kemetic, right? But people, but there were energies going on in Egypt that wasn't its natural custom. Because what I'm wondering is, when are they going to talk about the other history of Egypt of breeding? And when I mean breeding, getting women pregnant and taking placentas and using it for very energies and vibrations. Remember, with all this, there were slaves in Egypt. And people talk a lot about these Pharisees and pharaohs. But remember, during the alleged time, they were enslaving the darker skin energies and enslaving them. But when are they going to talk about the women that were breeding? And then what they would do is around the pyramids, plant placenta in their umbilical cords. So for the environmental or the ecology or however you want to do it, to grow their fruits, vegetables, and so on. And let alone, they would also plant the placenta around the pyramid, because remember, pyramids are galactic in energy. And you said electricity and adrenochrome. And the bottom line is that when you connect that, it also goes into Horus. Of course, Ra, it goes in, as they say, the morning star. It goes into Lucifer, and it's pulling the energies. Because when you connect, also, as you say, the tree of life, can you imagine in the universal energies, as they talked about, like the aliens or the supernatural energy or the galactic energies are pulling from the placenta, okay? There's a lot of energy in placenta that people don't understand about, and that it was a commodity. And the funny thing is that a lot of our ancestors from Africa all the way here to the United States were murdered and killed for their placenta. Why don't they talk about when over there in New England, when they sat up and brought us here into the great Americas, and they would kill the babies but pull the placenta? Why don't they talk about that? What the fuck were them white people doing with the fucking placentas at that time, that they'll literally crush the belly, cut it open, and pull the baby out and detach the placentas? When are they going to talk about that? When are they going to talk about during slavery there was a black market of placentas being sold? So you guys got quiet on that one.
All you can do is get quiet.
Right. I'm just like, yeah. Shit. And honestly, too, with the whole, you know, remember they was like, you know, pulling the babies out and you know, feeding the crocodiles with the babies. But y'all didn't say y'all was throwing the placentas in there, too. So where they at? You know?
Yeah. Exactly. I have a question. Ra, when you were in the hospital, you had a midwife, right?
She was actually assigned to me, so she was already there. I ain't know her. Yes,
oh,
I did.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was like an outside midwife.
Nope. They, like I said, they only allow you to have one person in there. So, of course, I chose my baby father. They don't let you switch nobody out. Like, you know, say if your mama want to come and no, it's whoever you pick, that's your buddy. You stick with them and that's it. They don't, yeah, they pretty much bring everything to your room. It's wild.
What I find kind of disturbing is why would they need someone from the funeral home to pick up placenta?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, doesn't that strike you kind of odd?
Yes.
That's odd to me.
Mm-hmm. They said because, well, first of all, they already put it in the formula, so it was already a preservative. So, you know, when they send the bodies to the funeral homes, they already preserved. So I guess they, like, needed somebody who already knew how to handle it. But at the same time, it's like, what... Why did y'all put it in there to begin with without anybody's knowledge of it? And, like, before that, I even confronted the midwife, and I was like, so, you know, you said it was positive for this, but then I found out it's negative. So what they was pretty much is they pretty much just give you the runaround and smile in your face, and they give you that answer because they know that it's near impossible for you to get a hold of somebody from a funeral home to come pick it up. Like, that's the whole, you know, then when they give you the hard answer, like, that's the whole point.
Well, see, that's what I find weird because now that I remember, I think somebody was, like, on hold when I had my son. It was kind of like somebody was there from wherever place the bank that was going to store the stem cells. Literally, they were, like, on hold, like, you know, waiting. Because they said there was a certain amount of time that they had to get it, and it had to be fresh, or so to speak. Literally, right when I had him, they had to get it, like, right away and do whatever it is that they needed to preserve it. So that's why I'm kind of like, that makes no sense that someone from a funeral home would need to pick it up. That sounds crazy to me.
And that's funny that you said it. Only in a lot of the amount of time, because it's about 5 to 30 minutes before the shit starts really dying. So who knows, they didn't just take my shit and put it in there from the beginning.
Yeah.
But what is very interesting, what both of you guys are talking about, what popped in my head was Kim Kardashian, okay? And Kim Kardashian actually, I believe, was able to take her placenta, her child's placenta, and she ate it and said it was good. And white women can, you know, in some cases, they get their placentas and be eating on that shit, right?
Now, what
popped in my head was, and I remember discussing this with Sandy, and I was listening. Remember I said I was listening to the Book of Timothy on purpose.
Yeah.
Something Spirit said, go listen to that, right? And remember I was saying to you in the Book of Timothy, the lawless are people who are basically sinners in so many words. We have to be under law. I'm saying we have to be under law, right? But the righteous don't have to be under law. Well, in reality, we better peep game for a moment. And again, we better peep is this. Who's the righteous and who's the unlawless? On a simple fact, that if Jesus was crucified with liars and thieves, then how in the fuck can somebody say that we need to be under law? Because Kim Kardashian would be considered the righteous, which is your principalities, okay? I'm just going to put you guys on winning because I see a call in just a moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait just a moment. Just coming in. Hi, how are you? Hello? Hello? Well, I guess they're not there. The thing about it is that we have to start to look at who they consider people who are under sin, because a lot of this world is built on top of the Bible. And to even see that type of energy and understand that in reality they're putting us under their law. So we're considered the liars and the deceivers and everything else, so we need to be under law, okay? But the righteous is someone like Kim Kardashian who don't need to be under law. You asked for your fucking placenta. They didn't give it to you. They put you under the spirit of law. Sandy, you went and said, hey, okay, take my placenta, but then they sat up and cut off parts of it. You under the law of Timothy. You under their law. They put all our black asses and all these other white people, everybody under their law. But then you have principalities or these other motherfuckers can do what the fuck they want to do, but they're considered righteous. You see how demonic that is, how twisted that is?
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm.
And
this person is back.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Sandy. Okay. This person's back. Let me see if they'll speak.
Hello.
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 Okay, yeah. Made it on the fly.
Hi. Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. How are you? Doing well.
I'm doing good. I just got in on the show. What was y'all kind of talking about? I kind of missed some of it.
Stop bullshitting.
Are you having a nigga moment? Now you gonna come on here and get clowned.
Hey, don't clown me, y'all. I just woke up.
What you mean you just woke up? It's 9:30. What you mean you just woke up?
It's 12.
We're talking about it.
Oh. Well, that's even worse. I know. I was like, that's even worse.
Well, bro, but no, I wanted to get back off something, and I wanted to ask this because I didn't want to know if it was off topic or not. Really, that's what I really wanted
to ask.
I knew what y'all talking about, but what I
Everything
really
is connected.
Talk about was
True.
Piggybacking off yesterday. I was talking about the ass up, you know, boy pussy down stuff. Because I know we're talking about placentas and stuff today. But yesterday, what I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit is how I noticed you asked, was it black man, was it white man, who basically, named ass pussy, right? And in my observation, I find it to be, yes, it's the black man, but what I see in most cases is, and I don't know because it might be by basis, but really I noticed that a lot of light-skinned black men got, how can you say, like heavy gazier energy than just like a regular dark-skinned man. Like a lot of light-skinned men, they have, what they'll do is, to the woman, right, just regular vagina sex. And during that sex, you know, they'll take that energy and that spirit and then come back and have sex with a boy, right? But see, this is where it flips, and I want y'all to listen. So when the same light-skinned man, when he has sex with that woman, right, he comes back to that boy in the same token and has sex with him, but he is actually really putting the spirit of whatever woman he has sex with on top of the gay boy. And then it goes deeper because within that, what can we say, more so spell, what happens is it's a certain type of sodomy, and when you use certain adjectives to kind of put you under that state. And then I noticed they're the ones who more so classify an ass as a pussy, and they do it during the sex, and they'll keep saying it to perpetuate that energy. Sam?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
you sound like Gemini.
That's really why I noticed.
You sound like Gemini.
actually, you're right. We talked before. You know who I am.
I know. That's why I'm listening to your voice. You know, I'm going to twist it, and I know sometimes I go to the left.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you, Gemini, because what you're saying is this. You're saying, because we're talking about man pussy, boy pussy, whatever it is, and we're talking about the rectum, right? Then you're talking
mm-hmm.
about also they'll go and have sex with a woman, then they're transferring energies into that male, but then at the same time
mm-hmm.
that can also happen with the woman. But what you're also saying that within the complexion, they're lighter-skinned men, and they're doing a different type of ritual other than what the dark-skinned man is doing. Now, what's very interesting with that is this. Now, how about if I put a twist on it, if the husband or the boyfriend is up there fucking a pregnant woman, their woman, and then going back to a boy? What energy is that? Because pregnant pussy is a different pussy. And it's a hotter pussy,
exactly.
It's a vibration and the electricity that transfers. Okay? Then they go have sex with a woman, say she's pregnant, since we talk about placentas and shit, then come over here to the male, sex with him. So what is he vibrating? That ties into also placenta energy and vibration, the confusion. But then he'll come back to the woman and have sex with her, bringing that vibration, which can cause the placenta no more of the tree of life, because if two men can't have a baby, so you then brought a whole other energy now to the placenta, into the womb.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When that can be a disrespect, because now you have degraded the vagina by saying it's a man pussy, boy pussy, whatever pussy. You know what I mean? So now the vagina doesn't have any value, because now you intertwine these other energies. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm going to talk to you, because I'm going to take this other call. I'm going to call you back. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
I think he was on the IG yesterday.
Hello? Hi. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous, how are you?
Good. We're waiting for you to talk.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, we're waiting for you to talk.
Don't get stage fright.
I think they're not going to speak. Okay.
Okay,
Ron,
well.
So what
did
you think about what he was saying?
Yeah, I was actually going to, you know, when they, you know, everybody that you have sex with has some type of energy, you know. So, you know, if you sleep with 40 people, all 40 people is connected. Then all 40 people that they slept with is connected, and this and that and this. But honestly, what I feel is that energy, like you said, it does devalue the pussy. You know, it introduces some shit that, say for example, if it was happening to me, it introduces some shit to me that I wasn't quite aware of. So. It's like a body that you really not, especially if they're keeping it on the downloads, like you really not aware of them. Like people got their history in their head. Okay, when you sleep with somebody, you know, in that moment you like, okay, you know, you may not say it, but you know, you pretty much volunteering, you accepting everybody that they done had that they had sex with, especially if you think that they are a straight person. Now, when you bring the gay energy in there on a down low, that's bringing in a whole. So now you fucked up because you like, why am I thinking this? Why am I, you know, feeling like this or whatever? That may even cause complications in your pregnancy if you're pregnant. And if you're not pregnant, that just may cause complications in your life that you don't know about. You know?
Or what about getting pregnant by a down low man and not knowing he's down low and you get pregnant by him?
So are you right. So you guys telling me that Gemini, which is air energy, shifted the
of
conversation
course.
To thought? Okay, I'm going to put you guys, because there's a couple of people, so let's see what this person speaks. Hi, you're on the line. Hi, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Are they
yes,
on bullshit too?
Are you waiting? Are you going to speak?
I feel like they phone breaking up or something.
Hello?
But that's crazy with the air energy, because we got air, earth, water, and fire.
Okay, I'm
going to.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm going to. Now I'm going to connect with someone else. Let's see. Hello? Hi, you're on the
Hello?
Line.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to touch on one thing. Immediately when everybody kept talking about the Kardashians on TV eating their puslinas for everybody to see, the immediate two people that popped up to me was Tia and Tamara when they had their show. They're the ones who actually did it first. Then I had to think back about how after they did the eating of placentas, how she lost someone on her husband's side. I think she was in a shooting, a mass shooting. And if you think about it, I kind of thought about their sacrifice and the Kardashians' father's sacrifice. So it's like, why all of a sudden everybody's eating something, then somebody's losing something either before or after too.
So are you saying that eating the placenta, and like Raw was saying, is that like that's the tree of life, but then it's a tree of death? So you
it's
saying
almost
that
like
there's
a sacrifice.
Okay, so you're saying that there's a
Either
connection.
Way.
Okay, that's interesting. That's a whole other energy right there.
Well,
and
if you kind of look at it would be a disrespect. Wouldn't it be kind of a disrespect to eat for a black person to eat it would be a disrespect if you have slave owners eating it.
But we're talking about also black women with a white man. And then you got to look at the Kardashians, white women with black men. So what's going on with the whole the Oreos and the sacrifice with that?
Go ahead.
I'm saying, and which child are you speaking of as far as the Kardashians? Because the first two supposedly she had out her own body, and the other two she did not have out of her own body. So who's to say what energy they got, and who's to say who ate those placentas? Because I feel like after she had, you know, or after her third child was born to whomever, that's when she started getting into the legal system and started to, you know, visit the White House and start to try to free niggas. So that's another energy too that I'm just like, which child was it?
Or more or less, let's really keep it 1,000. Thank you, caller. Let's really keep it 1,000. How about under ritualistic energies, when I had talked about, I believe, last Friday, when I talked about fetuses, right? And there is an energy, and I'm going to say allegedly because, you know, principalities, but let's talk about when these women, these entertainers or whosoever, or remember when, what's Brandy's brother named Ray J? Remember when Ray J was cutting up and his wife, Princess, said she did not want to go home by herself, drive back to Los Angeles from Vegas? because she said trafficking. She's pregnant, okay?
Mm.
She was concerned as a pregnant woman being trafficked. So under energies, and there has been this alleging, especially on the dark web or black market, of hunting down pregnant women for their placenta and umbilical cord. So when we're looking at people like the Kardashians or whosoever, I'm going to call it the righteous, how do we even know that's their fucking placenta and not of a ritual and sacrifice? Because going back
wow.
to what the caller was saying, she's trying to connect the dots, saying what's up with this shit. And she talked about Tia and Tamara, the twins. May I'm concerned, how do I know that's even your fucking placenta? How do I know that's yours and it's not from a sacrificial energy and everybody acting like fucking vampires eating off that placenta and blood? You feel what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
Because now she done brought in a whole other energy. Yeah. So that's why we always get this energy of people say highly weird, because there's all of these fucking rituals and manifestation. But the bottom line is that black people wasn't getting down like that until they start practicing pig magic and then doing things according to that society. Because we understood enough, men and women, that there is life and you can grow with life. You can plant with life. You can manifest and replenish with life. But if you have some motherfuckers in these white energies who don't give a fuck about murdering you, don't give a fuck about fucking you, don't give a fuck about any of that, that will murder your babies, that will harm, cut, they don't give a fuck. What is it for them to eat your baby and placenta and the umbilical cord? What is it?
Mm.
Or let's take it further. We had the other caller, one called Gemini, who talk about anal sex, right? Let's talk about men who say, okay, I don't want to have sex in your vagina, but I'll fuck you in the ass while you're pregnant. Do you know that's a vibration right there? What the fuck? What energy is that?
Mm.
I have no words for that.
Yeah, that's some shit right there.
And I'm telling you, black men are good for it. Now, oh, you pregnant. That's where the baby come out at. So she's pregnant, and that's the best time to really have sex with a woman because it's hot and moist, since you talk about wop, wet pussy, that's the best time. When a fucking woman pregnant, hot, wet, soft, hormones, but you turn around and talk about you want to stick a dick in ass. So just imagine, because it's something you said with the adrenochrome, with the pain. She's pregnant, you're sticking your dick in her ass. What does that do to the baby? That causes stress. And the bottom line is that adrenochrome is built on stress. The woman during pregnancy is in pain. Not only that, that's the closest time to death for a woman. She could die. So can you imagine what all of the energies are in the placenta, including the spinal fluid, and you're in pain? Oh, please, they getting drunk.
Mm-hmm. And honest, and they do die, because you know they say black women is the highest death rate with pregnancies in the hospital. So where they at?
That reminds me of that story that we were talking about, the YouTuber, the one in the UK that died during the C-section. And I think she was eight months pregnant and 24 years old and had a heart attack and she died and the baby died. And of course, we were talking about, you know, did what to her for that to happen. But how does that happen? You have a heart attack and die and your baby died. And what happened with the baby at 8 months?
Mm. Oh.
What did they do? What did they do with the baby?
Ooh.
Mm. And the COVID is a perfect cover up. You can't bring, you can't contact no family. Nobody can come. Nobody can see anything. Nobody can hear anything. We're just going to cover it up.
That's cold.
Yeah.
But I think Rich, you guys shouldn't pick this one either. I'm just going to say this really quick. When you're going for fuck with you with them prenatal appointments. They want you to take all these prenatal pills and all that shit, right? And then they'll try to scare women to say, hey, if you don't come in, in my case, they tried to set me up with Child Protective Service because I didn't come in during my pregnancy. Okay?
What?
But what I was going to, remember I was telling you when I was having my kids, they were tripping, especially with Antonio, that I didn't come in for prenatal and all that bullshit talking about that I was on fucking heroin. When I was trying to go,
That's right. I forgot about that.
They wrote that shit, and the nurse looked at me and looked what the fuck was written and said, I'm going to tell you something. They wrote that you're on heroin. Because you wasn't making it to your prenatal appointment. I said, that's on bullshit. And then neither pregnancies did I ever take prenatal pills because I felt it was a conspiracy. Okay?
And the bottom line
is that you have to also reevaluate going in at the time of your doctor's appointment for prenatal because you understand urine also carries adrenochrome, right? So they'll say, oh, here, go and take a urine, you know, go here, go pee in this cup. They take that shit. So I think somebody wanted to say something. Go ahead.
I was going to say prenatal, just a lot of women that I've spoke with, a lot of black women especially that I've spoke with, they take them prenatals, their babies end up premature. You heard? They end up in the NICU. So there's a connection right there. I didn't take the designated pills that they prescribed for me. I went out and found my own source of prenatals. And I never picked up anything that they were like, oh, you need this, you need that. Nope, I'm gonna just find my own source. Thank you. You know.
So what it comes down to is this: the solution. We need more black sisters out there doing doula work. We need more black sisters in the prenatal world. We need more black sisters out there taking care of other sisters and saying, hey, this is what you can do with your placenta. Do you understand that's all fucking magic and that's urban magic? And that's, if you know what I mean? So the bottom line is that's our own magic. That's the ending result. We need more sisters most definitely need to go to doula school. And more. You guys have any last words?
I do have one last word, and it is the fact that, and I don't know about Native Americans, but I do know in, like, some Latin cultures, they do keep their placenta, and they do bury it or, you know, freeze it and do whatever it is that they do it. We're the only ones that don't because of ignorance. And it's just a matter of as many people as possible, black women need to know, you know, what you can do. And it is yours. You have a right to it. So I think that's really important. And that's what needs to be, you know, focused on, too, is that they need to know and, you know, keep your shit, basically, because it's power. And it's strength. It's your DNA.
Yeah.
Raw, what's your last word?
Basically, like Sandy just said, that's the DNA. The cord, it resembles the DNA. That's it. And all we got to do is just forward this information to our daughters. even your sons, mm-hmm. let them know what's going on. Like, they have a right to know what's going on with their seed, you know? So just keep the information flowing. Yep.
That's real shit. So thank you so much, Raw. I closed up with our ancestors, the women who give us strength, power, perseverance, and awe. So this is Where It Renegade Witches Block. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. And we'll hit you next week with Freaky Tales. Thank you, you guys.
Thanks, Raw. Thank you. Thank you, Sandy.